Suppose the races had been reversed. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Trayvon Martin case is now spinning into a debate about race because 17-year-old Trayvon was black and 28-year-old George Zimmerman, who shot him, was white or Hispanic or Peruvian or Catholic. Depends on who you talk to. And I've heard the question, what if Zimmerman had been black and had killed a white person? Well, as it turns out, there is such a case in a Florida court right now. In 2010, a black man named Trevor Dooley drew his gun.
When I saw him coming, I put my hand in my pocket.
And he shot David James as the two were fighting over whether skateboarders should be allowed on a basketball court.
Within minutes, one shot was fired.
You heard a gunshot?
Yeah.
And Danielle James watched her father die.
In this case, the shooter was arrested and charged with manslaughter. But he's now seeking to have those charges dismissed under Florida's Stand Your Ground law, which is why pressure is building to change that law. But to do that, you'll have to get past this woman.
Bleeding heart criminal coddlers want you to give a criminal an even break.
Marion Hammer, past president of the NRA, who talked to Dan Rather on HDNet in 2009.
When you are prosecuting law-abiding people for defending themselves against criminals, it's wrong and it has to be fixed.
In the meantime, I found this kind of shocking. The St. Petersburg Times reports that justifiable homicides in Florida have been happening at the rate of 2 a week. I'm a little surprised the right-to-life people haven't been out there demonstrating. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.